5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Justin James.
All right. Well, it's another week. That means it's another Justin James show. And, I'm so glad you're here. And I tell you what, I'm doing a series on education. Unfortunately, the special guest that I had for this week, unfortunately, was not able to come on. But just because I have the most coolest Theo, I decided to call him up and he decided to come on. And unfortunately, he's like my man on the street type of guy, but he's not on the street. He's actually in the middle of nowhere, actually. Where are you, Theo?
I'm actually in Bowie, Texas.
Where's Bowie, Texas?
Bowie, Texas is just like it sounds. This is the boondocks.
The boondocks. So, because you're my man on the street, so what's going on out there? Has there been any snakes going by? Has there been coyotes or cows?
Not snakes, man. No snakes around here. Me and snakes, we don't go well. Oh. We don't go well together. But you know what? We did hear some coyotes earlier, I've never heard before while I was out here.
Uh-huh.
And you gotta imagine, man, I've been 25 acres, and it's really dark. We're about to see, some stars, really nice stars, great things that God creates, man, beautiful things.
Uh-huh.
But, man, you know what? You do need to protect yourself, man, but that's okay because I got my 40, man.
I got
my 40 Glock, man.
Oh, your 40 Glock. Okay, so
it's not a Glock. It's a Smith & Wesson.
Oh.
I got that as a Christmas present. Can you believe that?
Man, a Christmas present.
My first gun, dude. I got it for a Christmas gift.
Oh, okay. And are you a sharpshooter?
You know what? I'd like to think that I am, but you know what? Out here in the outdoors, dude, You just got to shoot, man, and then hope that they scatter, man. so you don't have to have great aim out here, man. You just got to be able to shoot and make sure that you do get that firearm and hopefully things scatter away. So.
Yeah. So any other excitement going on out there? Because, you're the man on the street, but you're kind of in the woods right now, so.
I tell you what, man, you can't beat being out here, man, grilling. We just got through eating some tenderloins.
Ooh.
We had some shrimp also, dude.
You had some shrimp?
We had some shrimp, man.
Wait, you had all tenderloins and shrimp and you didn't invite me? I'm a little bit hurt here. Man, I'm a little bit hurt by this, man.
You know what? There's tons left, man.
Oh.
We could have had you and anybody else, man.
Oh.
So, man. We had a really, really good fellowship, man. Me and my brother Jesse, man. So we're out here just having a good old time, man.
Theo Jesse's out there?
Theo Jesse's out here too, man.
Oh man, you gotta put him on the phone. don't tell him where he's on the show.
That's right. I'll tell him. Just, hey man, so what's going on? And then he'll just jump on.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to practice your man on the street skills with Theo Jesse.
Okay.
So what I want you to do, and of course this is completely off script. So I want you to go to Theo Jesse and I want you to ask him, when's the last time he saw the coyote?
There you go.
And let's see what happens.
Okay.
We're going to be quiet, kind of in the background. We won't say anything. We won't do anything because we're a good audience and good radio host. And then just go up to him and see what happens. And then we'll kind of play it by there. Okay.
Okay, man. I'm put you on speaker and then make sure you can hear me. Okay.
Okay. You gotta be. We'll be quiet.
All right. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Good. All right. Hang on. Yo, Jesse. Hey, man. So when was the last time you saw a coyote?
Miguel's Ranch.
At Miguel's Ranch?
Yep.
How big was it?
Kind of a medium-sized German Shepherd.
No, they don't get that big, man.
Oh, they get bigger than that.
No, they're not as big as wolves.
Oh, wait a minute. No, the last one I saw, last time I saw one was over by my house, right across the street. feet on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's right. That was the one that kind of looked at you and said, "What's up?" Right?
Man, it was that one was big, and it was just walking along down the sidewalk, minding his own business. I think I even kind of whistled or something. He just kind of turned his head a little bit and kept walking. You know, carried the same pace, you know, and he didn't run or nothing.
That was his neighborhood.
That's where I live, yeah. I hear them all the time. Anytime an ambulance or any kind of emergency vehicle that passes by there, they just start howling, and they sound like hundreds of them, you know, back in there.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yep.
If you encountered a coyote, what type of a firearm would you like to have on you?
A shotgun.
A shotgun?
Yes, sir.
Why a shotgun?
Because it's harder to miss with a shotgun, especially in the dark. Now, if you're Justin James, it don't matter what you have, he's going to hit it right that smack and between the eyes.
I heard Justin James got good aim.
He does, man. He could hit a barn standing 2 feet away from it. No, Justin is a great shot, man. I'll tell you what, I was really surprised when I first saw him shoot out there at the ranch. He really amazed me. I mean, I did not expect that from him, you know? If he was as good at podcasting as he is at shooting, man, that'd be a full-time job right there.
No, awesome, man. Awesome.
No kidding about that. But, no, Justin, great guy. Great guy. And he's always there for you. And anytime, I mean, he's the type of person that if you ever needed someone, man, he's right there for you. A lot of people don't know Justin. I know him like that. You know what I mean?
Well, that's awesome.
Hey, Theo.
And I wish him the best with his podcast, too, you know?
Yeah. Hey,
what's that? Where did I hear Justin?
That's Justin.
Hey,
Justin.
Theo.
Wow, you've been hearing this?
Yeah. I got you on the podcast right now.
I'm blushing now, man.
Yeah, we got it all recorded, man, so you can't take it back.
Oh, man, I meant every word of it. I just hope I didn't miss anything.
No, you're good, Theo. You're good. Let me just explain this. I did not pay Theo Jesse to say all those nice things. Yeah. So I'll see you this later this weekend, okay, Theo? I'll give you your gift later, Theo Jesse.
All right, Justin. Good talking to you.
It's good. Hey, Theo. So Tony. All right. So you got that. Who else is out there? Because we got to practice your man on the street stills here. So who out there can you talk about? What issue you think we need to talk about? The most pressing issue of our today.
Well, there's so many pressing issues out there, man. I mean, from the from these mass shootings that have been happening to immigration. To 2020 election coming up. We need to get the vote out so everybody can get out there and vote for our man Trump, and make sure that we get all the those Latino votes out there, man, because right now I think they're being misled, man.
Well, let's talk about that, because I got to take a quick break, and after the break, can we dive in into the Latino? Would you stay a few minutes to talk about Latinos, sure, and Trump, if you don't mind, if I take a quick break?
Sure, yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back to that with Theo Tony right here on the Justin James Show.
If you need that aerial photo, there is no one else to call but O'Madden Aerial Photography. They are able to take stunning photos or videos of your place of business, home, worship, or just about anything you can think of. They are highly professional, and they use state-of-the-art drone technology. Realtors love aerial photography because they are able to show the entire house to their clients. And churches love to be able to see their whole building that the Lord has provided. Whatever your reason, now is the time to call 972-834-4890. That is 972-834-4890. Or check them out at omaddenaerialphotography.com. O'Madden Aerial Photography, the finest in the air.
Hey guys, this is Justin. With the football season already in full swing, I have to ask you, are you just watching your favorite team on TV? Or would you prefer the full experience, like you're right there on the field, by turning your living room into a fully surround sound media room? How? Well, it's simple. By calling Joe at Encore Home Theater at 469-877-3643. That's 469-877-3643. Joe has more than 25 years experience in the home theater business and will be able to answer any question you may have, and he'll get you the best price in town. No project is too small or too big for them. They'll come out just to help you mount a TV or create that perfect theater for you and your family. And with that big game just coming around the corner, now is the perfect time to call and set up that free consultation. That number is 469-877-3643, 469-877-3643. Encore Home Theater, are you ready for game day?
You're listening to The Justin James Show.
All right, we're back. With Theo Tony, he's out in the middle of the ranch out there in Bowie, Texas, right?
Bowie, Texas, man.
Yeah.
Let me put a plug in. This ranch is called Victoria's Woods, named after my beautiful wife.
Aw, that's sweet. That's sweet. So, before the break, you actually started talking about some of the major issues, and I would love to pick your brain because a lot of people, first of all, they're talking about this election, and first of all, let me just say, Theo Tony is one of the strongest Christians I've known. He loves the Lord, he loves the Word of God, he loves sharing his faith with other people, and he's just one of the funniest guys you'll ever come across. He's just this great guy, and he beat me fair and square at the King's or at the lip sync challenge every year when we have it at his house, and so he's the champion. But next year, this coming up year, I'm going to take it. Okay,
there you go.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it from you. So just be ready. So
you won the first one, and I won the second.
Indeed, and you won it fair and square, and it was a great battle. But this year, I'm gonna bring back my A game, and it's going to be interesting. But here's the thing. I heard you actually paid some people off.
Hey, I have a don't ask, don't tell policy.
So Theo means uncle in Spanish. And of course, this is from my wife's side. And of course, I've been a part of this family for many years, and this is family. So, but Theo is, I mean, you were born in Mexico, weren't you not? Or were you?
I was born in Mexico.
Okay. So can you help me explain this? Because everybody right now is talking about Trump is racist and X, Y, and Z. And he's just all of these different things. And he's horrible for the Latino community a little bit. Can you kind of tell me what your side of the story is on this?
Sure, man. Yeah. Well, first of all, man, I mean, I'd like to just mention that the media out there so far left. You know, you can't even, you know, see that left side. They, when I mean by left, they're so far Democrat that they, of course, they're going to say that. What they're trying to do is bring him down for that 2020 election, which they know they're going to lose. But, you know, I voted for Trump. And, yeah, I was born in Mexico, but, I was so thankful that my dad brought us over here legally. And again, let me stress legally, you know, and that means a lot because, you know, he had to make a lot of sacrifices to bring us over here legal. And you know what? I was talking to my mom the other day, and she said she would never, all these families that are coming to the border with their kids, my mom never subjected us to that. My dad came over here, got legal, and then he was able to bring the family over once he was able to establish himself. So all these people that are coming over here with their kids and putting themselves at risk, that is not Trump's fault. Trump is just following the laws of the land. You know, hey, you know, what I'd like to see is I'd like to see all these far left-wing Democrats, you know, hey, if they want to have open borders, let me go to their neighborhood and say, you know, to their gated communities and say, hey, put those gated communities down and see how you like it. They would not like it at all. So, therefore, we got to protect our borders, man, and we got to be able to legalize, I mean, have these people come over here legal, and they have to follow the steps, man, that my dad had to follow.
Would you say that his comments about putting this fence up against the southern border is a racist, or would you agree with that, or where would you stand on that?
Say that again.
About the fence.
The fence.
Yeah, the fence.
No, that is not racist at all. That's just protecting our borders.
Yeah.
And you know that Alexandra Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez, when she was down at the border, it might have had to do something with the border patrols that were saying stuff about her, or maybe making fun of her, or maybe poking at her, but she herself said she did not feel safe. Well, I mean, duh. I mean, if you're surrounded by a bunch of people there that are there illegally, and that's what President Trump's trying to protect us from, of course you're not going to feel safe. So that's what President Trump is trying to protect us from. But by building the fence, to answer your question, no, that is not racist at all. You know, that is just something to protect our borders. And, you know, we all want to keep safe, you know. I mean, let me ask you this, Justin.
Yeah, go ahead.
You live in a dwelling, right?
The what?
You live in a dwelling, right? Or in a house or an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You have a front door, right?
I do.
You lock the front door?
Every night.
Of course. You don't just leave it unlocked and let people just walk in freely, you know, at their will. You lock your doors. So that's what President is trying to do. President Trump is trying to protect our borders and secure that to protect the citizens that are here legally to be able to be safe here in this great country.
Yeah. And I mean, where you grew up and you grew up in Oak Cliff, and you
know, I grew up in the cliff.
Half my listeners are going to like, huh? Okay. So, but yeah, you grew up in the Oak Cliff, but again, we're talking about, so what about when he talked about the rapists and the murderers and some of these, especially when he talked about when he was on the campaign trail in 2016, I know a lot of people that are Latino, they got really upset with that because they're like, oh yeah, they're claimed all Mexicans are rapists and all of murderers and all of this. You didn't take offense to that, correct?
No, I did not take offense to it because you know what? A lot of these things that you see, like ICE going around and picking up these people that are here legally, and then the Democrats are making it a big deal because the president is separating families. But you know what? If you're here doing something wrong and you're here illegally, yeah, man, you should get deported. So, and if you've done something bad, you know, like kill somebody or got a DWI or did something that caused you to get arrested, yeah, man, they should deport you. But, you know, to answer your question, a lot of those people that do come across the border illegally, they may have that, you know, thing that President Trump was saying, but I'm not saying that all of them are like that, because there are a lot of people that do come from other countries to try to make a better life for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But what they need to do is do it legally.
Right.
Do it legally. But let's not sidestep the issue, the question here. Now, granted, President Trump probably could have, you know, did the party line, and what I say the party line is say something, you know, that, you know, that everybody wants to hear. Like, you could have said, hey, we just want to protect our borders from these illegal people coming over. But to answer your question, no, I did not take offense to that.
Yeah. Well, I've always, one of the big things that are especially happening now is they're trying to call, you know, President Trump a racist, of course. That's even going all over social media. Everywhere I'm turning around, I hear African-American pastors, people that I'm really close with, people that I've been in class with, people that I've done ministry with, and people that I have, you know, personally, you know, consider my brother and my and sisters. And they literally come out and they say, no, 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 Trump's a full blown racist. Do you, I mean, because of the comments or some of the things he might say on Twitter or.
Well, let me ask you this, or let me mention this. You know, the what is that for individual women that, that they're called? What are they called? The crew or the, what are they called?
I think they're called.
Castro Cortez.
Yeah, the squad.
The squad.
Yes, yes.
And remember he made a comment that, that if you don't like it here, go back to your country.
Right.
Or go back, you know. Hey, I totally agree with that comment because you know what? If you're not happy in this country, you're free to go to wherever you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, and you know, like me, you know, I'm a U.S. citizen, and you know, if I'm not happy here in the United States, I should be able to be free to go back to my country. But what I think what he was referencing and the media ran with it is that hey, go back to your you know war-torn country or you know, your country that is worse than the U.S., that's where I think he was beating you.
Right.
But I don't think he was meaning it like a racist comment like the media was making it out to be. But, I mean, that's just the way it is with media. They run with certain things, and they don't tell the whole story. Like case in point, you know, with this mass shooting that happened,
mm-hmm.
You know, they were saying that, I lost my train of thought. So sorry about that.
No, you're fine. You're right. Because the guy actually went to, he actually lives in Allen, Texas. He lived in Allen, yeah. Texas. And he drove all the way to El Paso because he wrote this manifesto online. And he literally talked about the invading force. First of all, those actions are, and I talked about this in my earlier one of my other podcasts when they first came out, especially on my social media on the Justin James Show Facebook page, where, I mean, those actions are not, I mean, first of all, they're beyond anything Christ-like. Second of all, they're beyond exactly. anything American, because we can have disagreements, but when you have to bring and you have to do something like that, that's just, no, that's horrible. And of course everybody say, well, look what Trump's rhetoric caused that. Well, however, when you look at the shooting at, in Dayton, Ohio, that shooter was a huge, I think Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren fan. He was a far left and he hated Trump. So I think, that when you look at these shooters and you compare the two, first of all, they were both needed issues. They both had issues and they both needed help. But you can't just say, hey, one political party is more dangerous than the other. One rhetoric's not, because I mean, you're like you said, when you turn on the news, I mean, it's always about, you know, hey, you know, Trump's a racist, Trump's this. And eventually that's going to pull people. That's going to do something to someone when you have that, when you're not spreading
well, that's
all the
what
facts.
I like you. That's what I'd like to educate the Latino folks that, you know, that are bashing President Trump. They wouldn't even accept him to go to El Paso. But you know what? Guess what? He don't need permission from you to go to El Paso.
He
wants to go to El Paso. He can go to El Paso.
Yep.
And you know, and then for like all these other people like that. Who was it? That McCain's daughter didn't want him to be at McCain's funeral.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, they just want to push that agenda, but they don't mention other stuff.
Yeah,
like with this mass shooter from El Paso, they were making it sound like he drove 10, 11, 12 hours, however long it was, to go shoot up Mexicans. But you know what? He didn't need to drive 10, 11, 12 hours to go shoot Mexicans. Now all you need to do is just drive to Fort Worth, man, and you can find a ton of Mexican over there.
Yeah, well, he wasn't going to do it in the Oak Cliff area.
Oh, I don't think he would have came out of there, man.
right there off of Jefferson, man. Right there off of Fiesta. No,
there's no way, man. There's no way he would have made it out alive, dude.
No way, and but still, don't get me wrong. I think that, you know, of course, his actions are, again, we definitely rebuke these actions, and we definitely,
of course,
yeah, these are not. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because you're how do you feel about with your Christian? Because this is where it really comes in. I had a interesting interview, or not an interview, a conversation with a Republican Party head last weekend. And one of the things that came up was the issue within the Christian, the evangelical or the Christian people. And so there's a split that's going on in the evangelical in the evangelical side, where they're saying, okay, listen, majority of some of the Christians on the evangelical side do not like Trump. In fact, they're never Trumpers because he never repented on some of the comments that he said, because of some of the things that he did on that. And of course, there's other Christians on the other side saying, listen, this guy is the most pro-life president, and he's actually pushing for Christian agendas. So how would you fall into that? And where do you stand on these issues?
Well, I would just say that you know, if we're looking at it from a Christian perspective,
mm-hmm.
You know, we shouldn't be judgmental, and we should show forgiveness, and we should show mercy. And, you know, because, I mean, at the end of the day, he got voted in as president, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's our president, whether we like it or not, or whether they like it or not. He's their president. Oh, and you always hear these people that will say, if so-and-so becomes president, I'm leaving the country. Well, what's holding you back?
They haven't
leave
left.
The country. They have not left.
They haven't left, by the way.
So exactly. So, and I think that's why President Trump said that comment, you know, and, but I would look at it from a Christian perspective and say, I mean, you know, and, he is our president, mm-hmm. and, you know, he's doing the best that he can, you know, for fighting for protecting the U.S. Constitution. You know, I'm pro-life.
Right.
I don't believe in abortion. You know, I read an interesting bumper the other day that said something like, and I hope I don't misquote it, but if I did too, but you'll get the point. It said, it's funny how people that believe in abortion are already born.
Yeah.
That is so true. I mean, hey, if you were that fetus and you wanted a chance to survive, and then your mother aborted you, you had no choice. You had no say in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're born, of course you want to say that. Well, I'm for abortion. I believe in women's rights. But you know what? You know, God gives life, and God's the only one that can take life.
Right.
So I don't believe in I mean, because there's, and people will say, well, what about incest? What about rape? And yeah, but those are two, those do happen, and those are very bad, and I don't condone that. But there's adoption. There's many families that would love to adopt that child.
Right.
There's many families, and who knows? You know, that child may end up being a blessing to that person that had the baby.
And I know several people who have been adopted because of the circumstances of their mother, their biological mother, and they have become some of the most incredible ministers for the gospel, and some of the most incredible people that have done extraordinary things. So you can't, I mean, so, and again, I know, I have a friend, a colleague or a classmate who was literally on the abortion table. They tried to abort him, and it was a botched abortion. And he talks about his story, and he preaches that, and he talks about it. And wonderful testimony, a very powerful testimony. So yeah, but let's go. I mean, because, and again, I'm, as you know, you listen to this program because you're like my number one fan. In fact, I think you're my only fan, Theo.
I mean, think this does great, man.
Yeah, so. Would you talk about bringing everybody, my you know, I could bring my whole audience to your place, and you'll probably have still food left over. Well,
I tell you what, man. I tell you what. I mean, if people, I mean, I have to say,
yeah,
believe nothing of what you read and half of what you see. Mm-hmm. So that is so true, man, because, I mean, the media is only going to push their agenda, and they're only going to push what they want you to see or what they want you to hear. Like if you go pull up CNN right now,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be bashing Trump. They're going to be saying something negative about him. You know? And my biggest beef with them is instead of, because you could put any headline the way you want to, but the way they always put the headline is so negative against Trump, and that's what really gets on my nerves.
Well,
you know, like they'll say something about oh, President Trump already hurt his chances of his 2020 election. You don't know that.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm voting for Trump. And I'll vote for him again.
Well, I think 2020 is going to be, honestly, I think it's going to be a very interesting election. And if anything, what I saw during the Democratic debates, it's going to be very interesting to see how it all, it's going to be, because, I mean, he's just a very strong individual and he's very passionate, but again, what are the Christians going to do? I'm really curious about what you think the Christians are going to do, because some of them, again, there's a divide in the evangelical community. And so that's why I met with this person in the Republican Party, because he was talking to me about it. It's like, okay, how do we fix this divide? And, you know, a lot of it is, I think, misinformation. And I mean, because a lot of them, they're saying, oh, man, I don't want a man who talks about, you know, grabbing so-and-so and grabbing this and doing this and that. And of course, that's some of the things that they're commenting on. And of course, he never came out and asked for forgiveness on
sure.
that. And so, but I remember a pastor here in Dallas, a very, very popular pastor who was very, very strong. He endorsed Obama, and he was a major component for Obama. But when Obama came out and he supported gay marriage, it became a really interesting paradox for them, because in the African community in general, and, you know, hey, if anybody disagrees with me, they can email me and we can talk about it. But generally, in most evangelical, strong conservative churches, they're gonna be against gay marriage. So here's this pastor pushing for Obama, and then Obama comes out, pushes for gay marriage. You can see where the paradox will happen. So it was huge. So what he did was he preached a sermon online, or he preached a sermon in his congregation. This is a pretty good sized church. And he said in his sermon, the president of the United States is not the pastor of America. That was the way he had to twist it. So because he said, hey, listen, Obama, we didn't vote him to be pastor. We voted him because we wanted him to be the leader. We wanted him to do certain things, but we know that he's not pastoral quality necessarily. And the same way with when we get into Trump, we know that Trump will never be a pastor of a church. He doesn't fit necessarily some of the qualifications within, you know, first Timothy, but, or to be a leader of a church.
Sure.
But that doesn't necessarily says, no, he can't be a leader of a country. Now, within that, so there's the paradox. It's the same paradox, but I'm just using what they did and how they did it. I'm just copying them, because they're like, oh, well, no, wait, we can't have a president, support gay marriage. What are you going to do about that? Well, here's a president who is actually really supported on Christian things and very strong on evangelical issues, very strong. And yet evangelicals are still constantly bashing him. I don't think that's really giving him really good leeway, because he's actually the strongest conservative president we've had in years.
Yeah.
Even over George Bush, who I like George Bush, but he's doing more of the policies on that. So it's just trying to wrap your mind around that is just, it makes you want to go crazy, because it's like, hey, we want a conservative president. We want somebody da 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 da. And here he is doing it. Doing exactly what we asked him to do, because he said something, 20 years ago, and he never asked for forgiveness, or I'm not sure. I don't know. Has he asked for forgiveness?
I think there's a confusion that Billy Graham was asked a question by a reporter once, if I remember correctly, hey, what if your son or daughter was gay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what he said?
What did he say?
He said, I would love them more.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic, man. Because, you know, he didn't sit there, and I bet you the media kid was trying to push his button, and they didn't know what to say with that because, you know, here you have a pastor, you know, saying that he would love their gay or gay child more, because, you know, God has told us to love one another, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but that doesn't mean that we agree with what they're doing, but we're not going to sit there and hate them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we don't have to, you know, abide by them, you know, and did you ever see the movie, A Few Good Men?
I have.
That's a great movie, man. You, one of my favorite movies.
Theo, are you telling me you can't handle the truth?
You can't handle the truth. No. Remember when Lieutenant Kathy, which is Tom Cruise, said, hey, well, if you want to jump off a bridge or whatever, I'm not going to hold his hand down.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, if people, you know, and I'm not saying that these people are going to go and jump off a bridge, but we believe that you know, gay marriage is not of the Lord, right?
Right.
So but we don't have to sit there and you know, live like them, but we can sit there and encourage them, and we can sit there and talk to them about the Bible, and but you know, we don't have to agree. I mean, we don't have to be like them.
Yeah.
So that's my point.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And,
you know,
and
the media wants us to make us look like we're these hateful people, judgmental people, you know, and we're not. I mean, you know, we're just trying to follow what the Lord says, you know. And,
right.
You know, I truly believe that a man, you know, would leave his mother and father to be united with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not with another man, you know, with his wife.
Right.
And the two shall become one.
Yeah.
So I truly believe that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think that one of the big things that we get a lot is how do we deal with in just in that particular context. And we talked about it. I know I did a show on that. You probably heard that. But we talked about how to interact with people who disagree with us, and it's okay. It's okay to have disagreements, but I mean, we're not going to come out. I'm not going to come out, and I'm not going to be destructive necessarily.
Exactly.
I'm not going to be completely full blown, you know, destructive and try to want to hurt someone. That's the opposite. But I do know there's people on the other side that of where I stand that are very destructive on the same side that want to destroy us. And want to destroy what we believe in, and they want to attack us using every single means there is.
They want to push all these agendas on us that we don't agree with.
Right.
Like I believe I read an article that people were all up in arms because they wanted to have a straight parade.
Yeah.
You know how they have a gay parade, a gay mm-hmm. pride parade?
Right.
But people were having an issue because people were having a straight parade. Well, you know what? You can't have – that's a double standard.
Yeah, you can't have that.
You can't have that. If you're going to allow one, you got to allow the other.
Right.
And that's what I don't agree with. I don't agree with if somebody is trying to push an agenda on me that I don't believe it's right, then I need to stick to my guns and say, look, I don't believe in that. That's not what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so like me, I don't believe in same-sex marriage. I don't believe in abortion. I don't believe in you know, having multiple gods. You know, there's only one Father, and Jesus said, you know, that no one comes through the Father but through me,
right.
Jesus Christ. So,
Yeah, and again, that's the part, I mean, that's exactly what truth Christianity theology really is that creed, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and how we get to that and how we're able to have access to Father God and access to God through Christ sacrificing death, burial, and resurrection. Those are very, very, very strong components. But how do you think that, again, to go back to what we're looking at in the political realm necessarily, how does Christians knowing and having these truths, how they should look at Trump and how they're gonna respond to him? Because again, there's a lot of never Trumpers, and that's what they're called now, never Trumpers. And again, it's in the Christian community, Theo. It's in the Christian community, and that's one of the things that kind of scratched my head. Like, wait a minute. Like we said, all these things we all agree on, and Trump's trying to protect us on that, but yet they're angry with him about it. I mean, do they need to check themselves, or what do you think about that? What do you think they need to do?
I would say that they need to vote for their conscience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they do need to have an examination. You know, is it the Apostle Paul that talks about that we should examine ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Apostle Paul?
Yes.
Or Jesus?
I think it was Paul.
Paul, yeah. So they should examine themselves and see what kind of relationship they have with the Lord and see if they are being Christ-like. You know, yeah, we're supposed to love, you know, like Billy Graham, you know, if they asked him, mm-hmm. if your son or daughter was gay, what would you do? And he said, well, I would love them more.
Mm-hmm.
So we are taught to love those people, even those people. And, but we don't have to, you know, play by their rules. We follow the word of God. So I would say that they have to examine themselves and see if they're being Christ-like.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that, and that's one of the reasons why I decided to do this podcast, is because I want to help connect the dots on a lot of the ethical things and some of the things that are going on around the culture. And that's why I'm doing what I do. And again, I really appreciate you being my number one fan and being there for me. And I can't wait to put you out on the street and do some fun stuff, man. I tell you. So, because you probably right now, you're probably outside. You're above the stars. You probably have a couple of tumbleweeds. Yeah, you probably have a couple of tumbleweeds going on. You probably, you got the fire right there in front of you. I mean, you know, you got some, that's nice. I'm a little bit sad that you didn't invite me now.
I know, yeah. Well, you're more than welcome to come. And,
oh, well, I'm coming.
We'll ride the four-wheelers and ATV you know, we'll shoot some guns. And so it'll be fun.
We can definitely do that. Well, Theo, thank you so much for your time. I'm going to let you have the final word as we coming out on this. And so, because you're Theo. So go ahead and close it out, Theo.
All I would say, hey, thanks, Justin. And you guys have a first-time listener to Justin James' show. Please continue listening and support his show. He does great for the community, and so we would appreciate that.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Theo. You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you later.
Justin James.
Have a good one, sir.
You too.